You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Foreign Minister Winston Peters made a trip over to the US to meet with the new Trump administration. On the trip, Peters carried out a number of meetings with officials such as US Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Peters has since revealed very little about what was discussed or achieved in these meetings, instead simply stating he was very pleased and more confident going out than coming in. The main questions around the trip were what effect Trump's tariffs may have on Aotearoa, as well as what trade with the US will look like moving forward. However, little has been revealed following the trip. I spoke to geopolitical analyst at the University of Otago, Jeffrey Miller, about this trip and what Aotearoa can expect to come out of it. Winston Peters travelled to the US last week to meet with various officials, including US Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Going into this trip, what did it seem like the main objectives were for Peters?
I think there are a couple of objectives here. One of them really was working out what the US position on tariffs is with regards to New Zealand. Donald Trump has promised or pledged to introduce tariffs on all agricultural imports from April the 2nd, which is next week. So I think Winston Peters really wanted to find out, is that still going ahead, and can there be some kind of exemption or carve-out for New Zealand? In other words, he was there to plead New Zealand's case. Beyond that, though, I think these meetings that he had, he also had a meeting with Mike Waltz, the National Security Advisor, as well as the one with Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. I think the meetings were very much focused on defence, and that certainly came through in the brief summaries that were being given by both sides, by both Winston Peters, the New Zealand Foreign Minister, and Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State. They've focused quite heavily on defence, and Marco Rubio's statement was quite interesting because he said that they discussed defence cooperation and burden sharing. Burden sharing can be interpreted really as New Zealand spending more money on defence, and that's certainly going to happen. New Zealand is waiting for a defence capability plan that should be issued before the budget, so sometime in the next 6 weeks or so, we should get hold of that, and that will probably show New Zealand is going to be spending significantly more on defence, and that will be good news for Marco Rubio. I think it would have been pleasing to hear that. It's just to what extent that it all helps New Zealand's case when it comes to trade. Is there some kind of quid pro quo when it comes to the tariffs? The fact that New Zealand is going to be spending more on defence, does that count in New Zealand's favour in any way? Or is it seen as a completely separate issue by the US side?
So coming off the back of this trip, much of what was actually discussed has been kept kind of under wraps by Peters. Is this common practice when meeting with foreign leaders?
Yes, unfortunately, we tend to just get bland descriptions. Winston Peters said that it was substantive and productive, which can mean anything. He said that he was seriously pleased with the meeting and came out more confident from the meeting than he was when he went in. I guess you could interpret that in different ways. You can say, well, maybe that means good news on the tariff front. I would say probably not necessarily. I think in large part, this meeting was probably about discussing the future of New Zealand's involvement in AUKUS. There's been a lot of talk over the last couple of years whether New Zealand will become part of Pillar 2 of AUKUS, which is at the moment a three-way pact involving Australia, the United States and the United Kingdom, and is very focused on building submarines, nuclear-powered submarines for Australia. And Pillar 2 is about expanding that grouping to a wider group of countries that could include potentially New Zealand, and focus on advanced technologies, AI, quantum computing and so forth. Winston Peters is very, very keen on this. He's very, very keen on getting New Zealand closer with the United States, and he wants this still to happen. But Donald Trump's election did put that into some question, or call that into question, because of Trump's views, which are quite different to the previous Biden administration when it comes to New Zealand governments, and you're seeing this with the tariff issue. So it seemed like all but a certainty in a way with the Joe Biden administration, and if Kamala Harris had been elected president. Since Donald Trump's come in, there's been a question mark over AUKUS, and I think Winston Peters' visit was really to talk all about that, and we haven't seen that mentioned in any of the statements. We haven't seen the word AUKUS used, but I think that's probably what was being discussed. And I don't know, Winston Peters is quite a skillful politician. I think he knows how Donald Trump operates. He was foreign minister the last time around, and I wouldn't be surprised if he proposed some kind of grand deal to Marco Rubio, for example, a trade and defence arrangement with the United States, perhaps New Zealand joining AUKUS Pillar 2, but getting a free trade agreement with the United States in return. I don't know whether the United States would entertain this, but Donald Trump is known, of course, for considering big deals and innovative deals, as he would see them, creative arrangements. Potentially there is some room there. And Winston Peters, I think, no doubt would have talked up his New Zealand First credentials. He gave a speech yesterday aimed at a domestic audience in New Zealand where he talked about making New Zealand first again. And he has a habit of separating these two roles, both New Zealand First Party leader and foreign minister. But I think he's also quite skillful that he could easily combine those, and when he's talking to US officials, to really emphasise the fact that he's, you know, New Zealand First Party leader, that he believes in nationalist policies, that he's leading a war on woke as he sees it in New Zealand. That was the phrase he used yesterday at that speech in Christchurch. So I think he may have tied all these things together, but we're not going to know exactly what was discussed in the end. We're left to read the tea leaves and interpret these quite anodyne statement.
Yeah, I did want to touch on some of his language used in his State of the Nation speech yesterday. Much of it has been labelled as Trump-like and with an anti-globalist sort of rhetoric. Do you think Peter's own personal populist attitudes could possibly put New Zealand's interests at risk when negotiating with the US?
Well, I think Winston Peters would see it as actually helping New Zealand's interests by putting New Zealand on the same page as the Trump administration. And he is an unusual minister, Winston Peters, and he's an unusual minister in the government. The fact that New Zealand has a foreign minister from the party called New Zealand First is perhaps to New Zealand's advantage. He's quite a chameleon, Winston Peters, and under the Biden administration, he was presenting himself perhaps more of an establishment figure, as someone who was very interested in New Zealand-US ties and recalling history and so forth. He was dealing with a Democrat administration last year. But this year he can sort of take that persona away, and he can replace that with his New Zealand First persona that he uses domestically. So in a way they are converging. Now your New Zealand First persona that's aimed at getting re-elected in New Zealand, that's focused on all kinds of cultural war issues, if you like, economic nationalism to some extent, but really culture war issues is where I think Winston Peters sees as the main fertile hunting ground when it comes to getting votes in 2026. But he's able to use that in a way with his foreign policy mission, at least to the United States. It wouldn't go down very well probably in other contexts. I mean, it just depends which country you're visiting, whether and which minister you're talking to. But he's quite skillful, Winston Peters, in that he can really change his persona depending on who he is talking to. And he's got a grab bag of views that can be used for any particular occasion. And he can show you the kind of view that you kind of would like to hear in many ways.
Obviously, the main concerns when it comes to the US and foreign policy are trade agreements and tariffs. And like you said, there's been little clarification on how New Zealand is going to be affected by these. But what do you think New Zealand could expect from foreign trade going forward?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. What will exactly happen? I mean, New Zealand has quite a low tariff regime. And that was something that Winston Peters, I think, was keen to point out to Marco Rubio in his conversations last week, was that New Zealand's very open to US trade. We don't have very high tariffs. They're around 1.5% to US products coming into New Zealand on average, whereas New Zealand goods going to the US face a tariff of about 3.5% on average. But yes, look, the trade side it could be very damaging to New Zealand. The United States is New Zealand's second biggest trading partner, and New Zealand has 28 billion New Zealand dollars in two-way trade with the United States, $16 billion in exports, $12 billion in imports. And that $4 billion differential is actually it's a good news for New Zealand in many ways, because it's a trade surplus. It's in New Zealand's favour. But when you're dealing with the Trump administration, they look down at the countries that have trade surpluses with the United States, because in the US view, that means that country is taking advantage of the United States. The US wants to be the one that has the trade surplus, not the, it doesn't want the other country having that. So that's a weak point perhaps in New Zealand's arguments to the United States. I think Winston Peters was very much pointing out, well, we're very open to US trade, our tariffs are very low, but there are some products where New Zealand does have tariffs on US goods, particularly vehicles and machinery. There are still some significant tariffs out there, air conditioners, things that we don't perhaps think about to a degree, but New Zealand makes some money there out of the tariff regime, and New Zealand may have to reconsider that and abolish perhaps the last remaining tariffs with the United States. The problem there is that you're going to have to then reduce the tariffs for other countries. That's the way it works in international trade under World Trade Organization rules. So it will cost some money for Nicola Willis that she doesn't really have at the moment as finance minister. But I think all of these things will be on the table, and if Donald Trump is all about the art of the deal, I think Winston Peters would be very keen to cut a deal with the United States, and one that's going to help New Zealand exporters, because when it comes down to it, New Zealand sells $2.6 billion worth of meat to the United States every year, $1 billion worth of dairy products. It's no small change, actually, and if tariffs do come in that are harmful to New Zealand exporters, it really could make quite a difference to New Zealand's economic prospects, and that's something that New Zealand First, Winston Peters and the government really just can't afford. With the good economic news that came out on Friday about New Zealand's economy growing again, they desperately don't want that going back into reverse, certainly not ahead of election year in 2026.
That was geopolitical analyst at the University of Otago, Geoffrey Miller, on Foreign Secretary Winston Peters' trip to the US.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.